Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another hope made
of another show. Well, let's start with yet another end, as in another early closing on Broadway. That would be Samuel D. Hunter's Little Bear Ridge Road, starring two-time Tony winner Laurie Metcalf and Micah Stock. The play, which was originally scheduled to close on December 30th, will now play its final performance at Broadway's Booth Theater on December 21st. Directed by Tony winner Joe Mantello, it began performances on October 7th. Little Bear Ridge Road marked the Broadway debut, by the way, of playwright Samuel Hunter, whose first well-known work, The Whale, was a hit off-Broadway and eventually adapted to the screen. Now, on the flip side, here's one that is extending. Operation Mincemeat, the farcical retelling of how Britain successfully disguised the 1943 Allied invasion of Sicily. This one will continue at the Golden Theater through July 5th. Originally scheduled to run for 16 weeks, this marks the sixth extension for the delightful historical comedy. The show, of course, began its life across the pond, snagging an Olivier Award for Best Musical. That was in 2023. Now, as for actual numbers here in New York, the usual suspects are the top five: Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, number one, Hamilton, two, Wicked, three, Lion King, four, Chess, fifth. That one is a bit of a surprise. Who cares about mediocre reviews? Now, as for notable transfers, Titanic, the off-Broadway parody featuring the songs of Celine Dion, will begin a 16-week run at the St. James Theater on March 26. Titanic premiered off-Broadway in June 2022. The musical then transferred to the Darryl Roth Theater in November of 2022, and won Lucille Lortel and Off-Broadway Alliance Awards for Best New Musical. And now, Broadway, finally. As for the city's leadership in supporting all these arts, good news from the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment. I didn't even know they had one. But they have just announced a full slate of programming for Jan Arts NYC. That's what it's called, J-A-N, Jan Arts NYC. It's an annual collection of world-class public performances and innovative industry gatherings, which take place throughout the month of January, various NYC venues, kicking off on January 3rd. If I were you, I would just check out the website for the schedules. Now, let's look further forward now. The Vineyard Theater, always an interesting one, has announced the world premiere of Bug House, conceived and directed by Drama Desk, Lucille Lortel, and Obie Award winner, fellow and genius fellow Martha Clark. Bug House features a script by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Beth Henley. Now, performances will begin on February 18th with an opening night of March 11th for a six-week run. Lots of award winners in that one. Again, that's the Vineyard Theater. By the way, the storyline, in case you're wondering, we go inside the mind of one of the 20th century's most startling artists named Henry Darger. He was a reclusive janitor whose extraordinary body of paintings and writings was fully discovered after his death. In his cramped Chicago apartment, Darger created a vast, fantastical universe filled with child warriors, epic battles, haunting beauty, an alternate reality though through which he could escape. Bug House offers an intimate examination of a self-taught artist's compulsion to create, even when no one is watching. That sounds really good. Again, Bug House at the Vineyard. And the star-studded cast will lead the world premiere of a new musical, Monte Cristo, to run March 12th through April 5th at the York Theater. That's located at the Theater of St. John's on the east side of the city. The musical is based on the novel by Alexandre Dumas. Yes, this is a musical adaptation of The Count of Monte Cristo. And then there is Pen Pals. Brooke Adams and Mary Lou Henner have been tapped as the latest additions to this rotating cast. The show has been extended four times off-Broadway. Pen Pals charts five decades of correspondence between two women who have never met in person. The show, which is playing at the DR2 Theater, features a new cast every 2 weeks. I can't help but mention the hugely popular new book, a novel called Correspondent, which is all done in letter form, too. And the Manhattan Theater Club announced complete casting for the world premiere of The Ballisters by Tony Award, Pulitzer Prize-winning David Lindsay Abair, directed by Tony Award winner Kenny Leon. This one opens at the end of March. The Ballisters will feature Mary Louise Burke, Carl Clemens, Hopkins, Margaret Colan, and Tony and Grammy Award winner Renee Elise Goldsberry. And here's the kicker, and it stars Richard Thomas. Yes, that dedicated actor of stage and screen, recently seen in Our Town. Richard Thomas, loved that man. Speaking of screen and stage, the movie that seems primed to win an Oscar or two is called Hamnet, H-A-M-N-E-T, based on Maggie O'Farrell's 2020 historical novel. This one follows Shakespeare and his wife, Agnes, as a couple grieve the death of their 11-year-old son, Hamnet. Anyway, get ready for a tearjerker, and I predict right now Best Actress Oscar will go to Jessie Buckley. Remember that name. Our first death of the week shows that one play may be enough in a writer's career. D.L. Coburn, whose play The Gin Game, about two prickly residents of a retirement home bearing their souls over hands of cards, had won the 1978 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. It ran for 517 performances on Broadway. It's been performed around the world. Anyway, that was his only play, D.L. Coburn, and he died at the age of 87 on December 3rd. By the way, The Gin Game opened on Broadway in 1977, starring Jessica Tandy and Hume Cronin, a married couple in real life, in a production directed by Mike Nichols. And then it played in Los Angeles for a long time and on television with Dick Van Dyke, who just turned 100 this week, and Mary Tyler Moore. They did it on a PBS special in 2003. I bet you can find that somewhere. Finally, of course, there is the Rob Reiner tragedy. One of our best directors and his wife, another Michelle, murdered in Los Angeles. The story is too sad and ongoing to even discuss. Rob Reiner, who I did know a bit and have interviewed in the past, was a man of TV and film primarily, of course, though he spent his early summers at theater camps, and his movie Misery has since been turned into a stage play that ran on Broadway with Bruce Willis and Laurie Metcalf, and a long gestating Princess Bride musical, which has cycled through various creative teams, is currently in development. Anyway, watch for that one, and I'll have a good cry now about Rob Reiner, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.